Good morning. We're starting Klal Vav, and we're looking at Siman Aleph and Klal Vav, and there's these halachas of Amen. So the first paragraph has elements of introduction. So number one, it says Ksiv Pischu Shorim VeYavoyt Goyt Tzadik Shemir Amunim. So that's a pasuk in Yeshaya, that the person who keeps the emuna, keeps the belief, he is deserving of coming in to the Sharm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal say that we understand the word emunim, it's a language of emunah, of showing belief, of expressing the fact that you believe the truth about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the correct way of doing that is by saying the word amen. When you hear somebody saying a bracha, you will respond by being ma'amen it, making it, you know, giving your feedback that this is true. So Chazal darsh anatikah emunim ela amenim sharem amen al kol bracha. We answer amen after we hear bracha. The proper thing to do is to answer amen. Which it means, appear shemein, what is the word amen? Huakim shemekayim divrei mavarach shemes. It's your way of showing and expressing that what the person who said the bracha is saying, you believe is true, and you want to share that as well. Fine. Now we say like this. Bahamuvon, with the correct way to understand this is Mashamr Bamatsiya Daf Kufyudal, the Hector Sar Bracha. The Gemara says in Bamatsiya that the Barashim set up the world that he allowed his process of Kedusha to be in the world. It needs human input, it needs Bracha, it needs the person to the human beings to give the feedback to make this thing work. And it brings a pasuk to support that. Fine. Okay. Now, kavala amen shia mavurach. So, when the person says the bracha, he says the barshim should be blessed, which means the barshim should be increased. The barshim's presence in the world should be increased. Now that I've eaten or I'm about to eat, I use this as a vehicle to recognize Hashem's presence. So there's more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence filled up in the world. The world is more full of Hashem's being, Hashem, as it were. Gave a gap where we perceive that it doesn't, is not here, and we're injecting him back into the void, and bring him here. Yes, Hashem is the source of this. So that's going to be a form of increasing Hashem's presence. So main is yes, I want that to happen. That Hashem should be, presence should be increased. That he should be mevorach, not that he is. Now, what he's getting involved in over here is machlokes rishonim. How do we understand what the word baruch is when we say Hashem is baruch? Because it's difficult. I said to you, person, you should be blessed. So you're blessed means you have many benefits. So what does it mean? What do we mean when we say Hashem is blessed? Baruch Hashem, baruch ato Hashem, you are baruch. So the Radak says in one of his Svarim that it just means a form of praise to Hashem. That's all it means. So the Gra said, and the Rav Chaim Volozhin follows this in Nefesh HaChaim, and said, no, it's not saying that Hashem is praised, even saying Hashem is praised by the fact that he's the source of all bracha, but rather that Hashem should be mevorach, he should be increased. And the Rashba says that there's a concept of a human being giving a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You find that the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kadosh Kedoshim and it says Yishmol B'ni Baruchayni, and he gives him a bracha that his Hashem's presence should be increased in the world. You can gam amein pirish chanal, and amein is that should be true, and he brings the Gemara brachas. Fine. The Chayyim continues, Kishatinuk Ayin Amein, from the time the child is old enough to answer Amein. Now, it doesn't just mean say the word Amein. The kid's running around and say, he doesn't know what the word means at all. It's just saying, it's repeating multiple times, Amein, 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 Amein. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that he's responding to a bracha. He's saying, yes, it is true. From that point, the child now has earned his right to have a position in Olam Haba. Mishaino and Ramein, Unshagolamoid, person does not answer Ramein as a tremendous punishment. You hear a child making a bracha, or an adult for sure, even though you're not hear the whole bracha, you just heard the end of it, plus you heard Hashem's name, so you know that he's saying a bracha. Shoshama Shizkar Hashem, who said a bracha, Chayab Lana Sami. You answer Amen. Okay, have a good morning.